But they're still a quality team that they just still got to find their skates under them yet this early in the season. So coming into this game, Wisconsin Rapids, having defended home ice last week against Hudson, what do they have to do against a tough opponent in Northwest?
Like I said last week, you know, they just got to keep up the pressure. You know, having that motivation to, you know, work is all you got to have. You know?
As Johnson Rapids starting lineup being introduced right now in gold, or it will be Deacon Shaw yet again. Then followed by right defenseman Olivier Bilic. Following after him will be Caleb Duchesne. He will be on the left defense. Just followed by left forward Mateo Ruffalo. And following him will be left wing forward. That will be Noah Diamond. And then following that up, right wing forward Mikhail Ilyan. As that will be the starting rotation, the starting lineups for the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. We'll be getting the national anthem here, and then we will talk about the Expresses starting lineup. So, that, we're going to take a step out, do the national anthem. So, listening here on Wisconsin Rapids Media, 105.5 FM, WIRI, and Blackberry TV. Beautiful rendition of national anthem performed by the River Kings Pep Band under the direction of the Honorable Jordan Held, Esquire III. Great job, Pep Band, and all the music. A lot of fun. Southwood Center. Starting lineups for Express. There's going to be a lot of familiar faces in the past. Coming back from last year, a lot of returning players at Express. Bryce Millington starting. Preston Lundbohm, that's another very familiar name. Brett Humbrink, Theo Gianni, Eli Underhill, that's another familiar name. And of course, Pipes, Rylan Freshwater, as he is a definite top level goalie in this league. He's going to be tough to break. You're going to have to get to him early once he gets in a flow. He's tough to break, so it will be fun to see how Rapid fires up the pucks, how well he stops them. Based off, ceremony. There you have it. Congratulations to the youngster down there. Oh. The key tonight, Julian, tonight, you're facing those familiar faces, know how they play, especially the goalie. What will be key tonight? I mean, last week was putting up shots, they eventually fell. More of the same tonight, or are you going to pull out a few extra tricks out of the bag to get past a veteran goalie like that?
Well, obviously, pulling off tricks is all about playing the game, but you want to look over that film that you might have from last season, and you want to go over how they play and want to advance from there.
Yeah, that's right. As last year, Rapids was the 2 seed in the playoffs. The Express were the 3. Rapids got them in 2 here in Rapids last year in the semifinals. We'll see how they match up early on as we are underway here at Southwood County Recreation Center. Where the Express and the River Kings meeting for the first of 2 games this weekend. Joining us, everybody. Really do appreciate it. Seth Hebiger back at the studios and shot and a goal right from a turn right at the top of the corner. Top of the circle, and Northwest gets it underway as goal by Bryce Millington puts the Express up on top. I don't think Deacon Shaw even saw it. 16 seconds into the game, and the Express up on top. Rapids, they have to respond, and that was the case last week in the first game against Hudson, and they responded with 6 unanswered to close out the game with a 6-2 victory, but different teams, different weekends. This to Preston Lundbaum and Eli Underhill's Rapids. They tie it up! There's a hole in your goalie! Northwest, and it's 1-1. What you can do, I can do just as well. And Rapids ties it up with a goal by Daniil Korobeykov. 2 goals in a matter of 35 seconds. You got a new hockey game, whichever one you want to go by, as Rapids ties it up in front of this really nice crowd here on hand. Third goal of the season for number 17 for Daniil Korobeykov. Assist Felix Allstrand. And of course, Jacob Chevy Alexander. And the time of the goal, 35 seconds. So, 1-1 hockey game. Both teams taking a shot, and they found the back of the net as Rapids really picking up some physical play. Ilian shoves one of the Northwest players down into the boards, Alex Stemmings. That's gotta be careful, that's you don't get a check from behind. But tied up in the corner, Rapids with the Express. Ilian skates behind the goal. Freshwater guarding the post. Ruffalo tied up in the corner in front of the beer garden. That looks packed, passing as the puck hits around the edge. And going for an icing. Got a stoppage play, 18 left to go in this first period. 1-1 hockey game between the Express and the River Kings. Heck of a start. Exciting here. Everybody on hand, boy, have they got something going, including on Halloween night, you got some people dressed up. One of the favorites. Kenai officials that are first row. Hopefully they haven't missed anything yet. Face off going to the right side, the blocker side of Freshwater. Diamond battling with Lamantia. Shot! And a goal! Rapids goes up! 2-1! That was a quick developing play. A lot of tic-tac-toe. I didn't actually see it go in until the light went on. And Rapids is up 2-1 with a goal by Mikhail Ilian. Rapids attacking Freshwater early. As that was a 1:48. So they've beaten Freshwater on back-to-back opportunities in that part of the rink. And gotta wonder what's going on with a defensive set for the Express. 8th goal of the year, Mikhail Ilian. Visited by Riley Duke. And Mateo Ruffalo on the assist. Shot, bouncing puck. Turned away by the Rapids defense as Logan Byman takes it up, sends it up. Riley Williams there, but not before an ice unit called. Bach needs to stop. And it does. 17:34 remains first period. 2-1 Rapids. Exciting first 2 minutes of game. Oh boy. Don't want to listen to it on the radio. Come on down to the rink. You're going to see a good one. Already has been good for the first 2 minutes. Face off to the glove side of Shaw, controlled by the Express. Millington takes it, sends it back out to the red line. Gianni drops it back down. Shane, a big collision, centering attempt for the Express. No avail as Ruffalo sends it up to Byman. Byman sends it in high on Freshwater, and he just gloves it. Got a whistle. 17:07 left to go in this opening period. Rapids up 2-1. That's got to be maybe not the start that you wanted defensively, but your offense sure picked it up, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, when you start off like that, you just got to come back strong.
Controlled face-off, glove side of Freshwater. Shot sent in by Aiden Welsh. Rapid native. Break it up out of the zone. This is Northwest, and they're having a hard time doing that. Definitely tell there's different style of play between Hudson and Northwest, comparing it from what we saw last week. Rapids trying to add another one as quick as they can, as Chaos was unable to hold onto the puck. No icing, however. Collision back there. Alexander Ivich. Well, puck, Rapids trying to clear it. They do, as it was tipped. No icing. Elzada trying to get past Avery Black. Get to the puck. Comes back around. Kavich sends it up neutral ice. Picked up. Binkov up to Diamond. Kidas picks it up. Cross ways. Kavich. Shot sent into the corner by Shaw. Rapids tries to break out through the zone, trying to get past Birch. That is. Duxoy tries to bring it up into the zone. Could not. Sent back down now by Eck Fletcher. Keeper man on the rotation. Rapids. He wasn't able to hold the zone, and now there's a 2-2 breakout. Sent in wide behind the goal. Shot taken by Zachary Hauling. Picked up the puck. Back behind the goal. Sent it back out to the line. Back around the boards. Goes from Press. Battling down. Get an on down there from my vantage point. Puck comes back out, neutral ice. Hauling sends it across ice. Dalton Bama. Like far side. Bullock. Backhanded up to Mateo Ruffalo. And screaming in is Mikhail Ilian. He does not have numbers. He's going to try to crash the net. Goes behind the goal. Stops. Spins the other way. Behind the goal, no diamond on the doorstep. That was Ruffalo. He could not send it home. But holding the corner is Duchesne. Bouncing puck, step behind the goal. Ilian with it now. Drop pass, trying to get to Ruffalo, who does send it centering to the slot. That is picked off by Humbrink. Humbrink sends it back down. Duchesne sends it to the corner. Diamond can't quite get to the puck. Trying to get around each other. He does members of the Express. Now Rapids trying to send it back out. 14:30 left to go in the opening frame. Rapids up 2-1. Rapids just harmlessly dumps it down into the zone for a line change. Passing by the Express as they're trying to get Rapids a little bit low and get a numbers advantage on the forward end. Ryan brings puck up into the zone for Express game possession. 14 minutes left to go for period. Rapids up 2-1. A very exciting minute 48 start this first period. Nelson across Luke Byman. On the far side, and now 2-2 is now physicality starting to ramp up. Tavi Alexander came onto it and neutralized, but we'll have Gabriel Sorensen pick it up for press. Williams holds it. Accepted pass. far side. No. This is Donovan. Poke check, Chevy Alexander. Check in the corner. Centering attempt by the Express, no avail. Put up, Nelson. It's onside. Black pumped off the puck. Send it out to the blue line. Diamond has it as he shoots. Could have tried to be a tip right at the last second. That was turned wide by the Express. 13. Open frame play. Rapids up one. Here's the PHL from North Division. Action. There is a hand pass. Whistled. 12:52 left to go. First period. Rapids up 2-1. Quite the exchange there. Physicality's really ramping up now, isn't it?
Yeah, physicality's all a part of it. Make sure that you're the lead category.
Face off to the left side of Freshwater. Left side. Fletcher puck at neutral ice. Rapids has to get back on sides. Up. Drops it. Back down. Rapids held the puck down deep. Bill Olson involved with a bit of a shot there. Shot from the high slot by Welsh. Did not go through. Turned away by Freshwater. Now Freshwater break out. Birch not quite touch on that. As there will be whistle for an ice. 12:22 to go. Opening frame here on a beautiful Friday. Beautiful Friday night. Johnson Rapids. First round of high school playoffs. Football going on tonight. Good luck to the Assumption Royals down at Cochrane Fountain City. Assumption girls cross country team going back to state for the sixth time in a row. Looking forward to seeing how they do next weekend at the Ridges Golf Course here in Wisconsin Rapids. Face off coming to the glove side. Freshwater. Rapids send the puck down deep. Allstrand sends the puck behind the goal. Duke on the near side shot. Turned away. Didn't go up into the netting. Playing on. Puck comes back out. Neutral ice. Allstrand backhand back down. Binkov trying to down. They cannot hold it as Duke gets over his stick. Oxoid to Buldick. Pass the puck up. Gianni was able to get there first. Underhill ending it up. Duke is. Yeah. Right below us. Up. Well. Hey. Again, best I can with pronunciations on both teams early in the season. Still learning. Never an intentional thing. So, not able to send the puck through. Looking for a shot on Shaw. He could not get it as the puck comes back out, neutral ice. No icing will be called. Underhill. Clementia gets puck pass intercepted by Allstrand. Puck slides up back in the Rapids defensive end with 11 minutes to go. Period. River Kings up on top. 2-1. As that was catastrophic. Shane didn't get the puck on his stick right away. There were press. Confident bit. Boom. Sends it across to Underhill. Puck all the way around the board. Center attempt. They got one at the line. Underhill shot. That goes behind the goal. Sends up. Killian coming up the near side. He's going quick. Goes around one defenseman. Centering attempt. Oh, Diamond. It went behind him. That would have been beautiful right on the doorstep. 10.5 left to go. First period. Vision. Corner. Rapid zone. Cumbrink sends it back down. Cumbrink couldn't hold the zone. As there will be no icing. That was just a poor pass over the press. That's what they say. As there's a bad pass again. Shot, Byman, and it's turned away. Rapids nearly had a big one there. Rapids tries to play defense. Luke Nelson facing the puck. That was almost catastrophic for the Express. Rapids able to stick on that. Ryan up on the far side. Around the goal. William chasing it down. Ryan getting back involved. Puck bouncing around loose. Diamond. Ryan. Shot sent in. Goes behind the goal. Get at the blue line as Press trying to get a little bit of a rush going. They turn away with that. Puck goes back down behind the west goal. Nearly another interception, and there is shot by Byman. Could have got a little more mustard on that. Who knows? That was turned away by Freshwater. Press seems to be playing a little bit back on their heels right now with several passes that were picked off. But right up. Shot deflected by the defense and covered up by Shaw. Get the whistle. 9:03 left to go in this opening frame. Rapids leading 2-1. Those interceptions that Rapids have gotten deep in the Northwest zone, those, if you're Northwest, how do you negate that? Because those have been some pretty bad chances that Rapids, Northwest's lucky that Rapids didn't score on.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those chances are often created by passing it, you know, side to side in front of the net sometimes. All you gotta do sometimes is just make sure that to get a clear passing lane.
Well, there is a clear shooting lane there for Caleb Birch, and that was gobbled up by Shaw. Saw that coming the whole way, so another whistle, 8:41. Haney in the first period, Rapids up 2-1, as this has been about everything I thought it would be coming up all week, thinking about this matchup. Two teams that really like to fire the shots on goal. Rapids with a 7-3 advantage to this point, as they have controlled the style of play for the last 5 minutes. Consistently, they've been able to break out of their zone and generate some opportunities when there has been an opportunity. Puck gets cleared out, neutral ice. Shane behind the goal, pass up ahead. Aksoy with it, taking up the far side, trailed by Buldick and Allstrand. Boy, behind the goal, sends it, Buldick, top of the circle, ice slot now by Duchesne. Shot. Bounced in front, went over the goal. That was hit by Allstrand. Rapids almost like on the power play, how they're moving the puck. But, say that, press, break out, can't keep the puck moving. Rapids able to send that up. Korobinkov gets around the fence, sends a puck in the corner as Rapids gets a line change, keeping an eye on Lundbohm so that they don't get a breakout opportunity. 3-3. Carried into the zone by Millington. Huxley behind goal along the boards. Diamond tips it up ahead to Matteo Ruffalo. He passes it around to himself, trying to get it behind two defenders. Stop, centering pass, shot behind the goal. Nobody's there. Centering back in front. Nelson shot just wide of the post by a matter of inches. Chevy Alexander sends it in. Stopped by the defense. Rapids peppering the goal. Nothing that had to be stayed, but they were close. 7:12 left to go, first period. Is there an icing? A whistle. 7:10 left to go, first period. Bring the puck way back down into the Express's zone. We'll see what side they decide to drop the puck at. It appears it'll be the left side, the glove side of Freshwater. 7:10 to go. Face off. Preston Lundbohm up against. Get the clear number there. Noah Diamond, I believe. It was. Face off controlled by the Express. Send it back around the boards. Picked up. Diamond, he's got to get everybody on sides. Now the Express can break out. Nelson, cross ice. Alexander. Gate up. Sends it up. Ilian, he breaks into the zone. Tries to get around. Fence. Cannot. The puck goes out of play. Into the netting. Another stoppage. 6:50. Left to go, as that faceoff will be in the Express zone. This time to the right side, the blocker side of Freshwater. Been a while since there's been a shot on goal that there had to be a save on. Still plenty of time to go in this one. Full 46 minutes. Faceoff coming. Still waiting for everybody to be where they need to be. Of Alexander press. Big blocker save there by Freshwater. Diamond again. Alexander. Rapids holds the zone. Diamond, high slot, got a turnover doorstep. Nice save by Freshwater as he was crappy flopping down there. And I mean that in the best way I can, as he was laying flat on his back and he made the stop. No disrespect at all intended by that. as now Ilian with the loose puck come back up, and they're going to whistle offside. That was close as he was being trailed by Ruffalo, but Ruffalo just a hair ahead of him. Get the whistle, neutral ice faceoff coming up here, 6:20 to go in this first period. Rapids up 2-1. Rapids trying to control that, they cannot, as Caleb Erich sends a puck down in the Rapids zone. Fletcher, Rapids, one there, battling with Birch. Puck stolen away by Zachary Holling. Now there will be a penalty or a cross check. And that will be against the Express. So power play coming up for the River Kings. That will be number 8. Zachary Holling for the cross check. That penalty comes up at 12:55. First penalty of the game for either side. As cross checking being called on Holling. So first power play opportunity for Rapids for the night. 6:05 left to go, first period. Rapids up 2-1. As Press trying to tie it up. Hit for a little bit is Allstrand, hitting his side. Aggressive penalty kill so far. They're really bringing their defense out to challenge man-to-man. Behind the goal, Diamond. Right, up to Buldick, back down to Diamond. Buldick on the far left side. Jacksoy shot, hit all of it. Scooped up by Diamond, centering. And that will be held in by Jacksoy. Allstrand down low to Diamond. Hitting in, centering, shot, bouncing puck, bouncing behind the goal. That was a beautiful opportunity there for Rapids. They could not find home. Good defensive play for the Express. Sent out front, Jacksoy, Bullock, skating around, trying to get some rotation work in. Back down low, shot, Ilian, shot. Shot to goal! Power play goal by Allstrand! And Rapids goes up 3-1. Rapids lights the lamp on the power play at, my goodness, 12:48. As Allstrand, I believe that's what they will call it. Looks Allstrand with the goal. We'll see what the assists are. I always leave that up to the crew. I don't try to figure that one out. That's a heck of a good job on that power play. Alex Allstrand with the goal officially. Ilian with the assist. And Jonathan Jacksoy with the other assist. So Allstrand from Ilian to Jacksoy at 48. Rapids now trying to get back on the offensive as after that faceoff, the Express lit a fire under them as they're down 2 goals here with 4.5 to go in the first period. That was quite the way you want to play the power play, wasn't it, Julian?
Of course.
Wide open net, you got to bury those, and Allstrand did. Puck comes up near side, Ryan breaks it into the zone. He loses his edge, no penalty, that was clean. I'd be okay with that as Lundbohm, he falls, loses his edge. Them's it up into the zone. Rapids smacks the puck around the board, back up to neutral ice, having a reset is the Express. Under 4 minutes to go, first period, Rapids up 2-1. Underhill tried to hit his line mate, Lundbohm, screaming to the net, was unable to hit the pass. Rapids now trying to get the puck out, and they do. Byman was able to get the puck to stay on his stick. Got to reload his Rapids, and they do. Ryan trying to get around the defense, and he does. Shot, big rebound, loose puck in the slot. Turned around by the Express. Express trying to go, and there's your penalty against Rapids as Corneve gets a trip. And that will be your first penalty of the game going into the box. Ivan Corneve coming up at 16-36. Oh, there is now a power play for the Express. So just scored a goal on the power play. Now you've got to kill one. What's the, got to transition your thinking pretty quick.
Of course, going from having momentum to almost getting that momentum thrown right back at you. Something that's definitely going to be a big game changer. You know, at that point, you got to start playing a lot of big defense.
Passing around the puck. Kanovich sends it in. That's turned away by, I believe, Ruffalo in a mix of humanity. Shaw and the shooter. Shot! And there you go. Shot and a goal. Power play goal. And they get it right back as you can't give the opportunities to the Express. I believe that was Caleb Birch on the goal. That was set up perfectly, though. Tic-tac-toe on the doorstep, and there you go.
Of course, having that power play momentum will be a great numbers when it comes to passing.
Now it'll be interesting to see how Rapids respond. 16. That was 16:57. Time of the goal. We'll wait the assist on that, but you can't take penalties, and when you do, you got to clear the puck. Rapids is unable to do so, and now we've got a 3-2 hockey game with 3 minutes to go, first period. And the puck down, no icing. Touched up right at mid-ice. Zach Holling. Nicholas Aitas on this. So, see the Express starting to turn up the pressure. They can see themselves back at the game. Just bowled over was Riani by Oliver Boldak. He, like a bulldozer out there, taking his man down. There's no penalty being called, just physical hockey. Got a whistle for a, got a whistle for a icing. 2:20 left to go in the opening frame of this North Division game in the USPHL. 12-4 shot advantage, Wisconsin Rapids over Northwest. Been some very pretty goals on both sides. Faceoff was to the block side of Freshwater. Rapids does hold the zone. Ruffalo tied up behind the goal. Puck. Diamond trying to hold the zone. Back out to Buldick. Sends it around. Down low to Ruffalo behind the goal again. 2 minutes to go. Ruffalo skating at the circle. Stops. Sends it back out. Buldick. Gates to the left. Sends it back down to Ruffalo. He loses the handle. Thunderhill. Hit behind the goal. Puck comes Bill Ilian. Tries to chip it back the other way as the puck comes out to the blue line. Dane sends in off the pads of Freshwater. Puck bouncing around. Rapids holding the zone. Nice drop pass to Ruffalo from Ilian. Puck tied up in the corner in front of the beer garden. Diamond collision far corner. A minute and a half to play. Rapids up 3-2. Puck sent in. That was stopped by the defense. Popped high in the air. Now cleared out by the Express. Line change for the Express. Now Rapids got to try to get them a little bit of disarray. They do not as puck slides in the slot. Turned away by the Express as Diamond plays a nice hit on the far side against Mazkevich. 1 minute left in the first period. Rapids up 3-2. Shot sent in, turned to the other side. Tried a beat on it before it got to 42nd period. 3-2 is our score. Puck bounces out. Ice. Dakota able to get there for Williams. Shot sent in behind the goal, bounced off the boards. Buldick taken down. Final contact, 30 seconds to go. Byman, 18, side. And pushed to the outside, skates into the zone. Shot from the slot, up into the netting. And we got a whistle, 20 seconds left to go in the frame. Happens up 3-2. Faceoff will be coming to the right side, the blocker side of Freshwater. Gotta say, Rapids has done a good job answering, but so has the Express. when they've had the chance needed to answer so far in this first period. 20 seconds to go. Faceoff. Controlled by the press. They send up to Weiss. Buldick. Heavy Alexander. Race to the first. Rapids trying to send it up. 10 seconds. Pucks. Far boards. Get it up and twice they do. Toro Vinkov sends it up into the defensive zone for Express. And 1 second, and there's your horn. And we are through 20 minutes of action where Wisconsin Rapids lead 3-2. Scoring started just 16 seconds in as Bryce Millington with the lamp 16 seconds in with assists to Preston Lundbohm and Eli Underhill with assists, but then Rapids answered right away. 35 seconds into it. Third goal scored by Daniil Korobinkov. Assists to Felix Allstrand and W. Alexander. Rapids answered yet again at 1:48. Cale Ilian got in the scoring with assists to Riley Duke and Mateo Ruffalo. Rapids then on the power play added another one at 14:48. Allstrand with the lamp with assist to Mikhail Ilian and Jonathan Duxoy. But right away, the Express, they were able to get in on a power play of their own. They made Rapids pay 7. Caleb Erich got the scoring again for Express. Assist. Those Zachary Colling and Alex Emmy. There you have it with the scoring. And Rapids, they hold a 13-4 shot advantage at the break. Deacon Shaw stopping 2 of 4 shots. Dean Ryland Freshwater has stopped 10 of 13. So with that, 20 minutes in the books. We've got 40 more to go, and it's going to be exciting. And we'll have it for you here after a short break here on 105.5 FM WIRI, Black Bear TV, and Wisconsin Rapids.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
What's that sound?
It's just the
brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. Him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes. From a bag there by his side, picked up a brush and said to me, son, just where in this picture would you like to be? And I said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her heart? The way I planned, a little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around, put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress making early spring, for a while she'll be mine again, if you could paint me a Birmingham, paint me a Birmingham.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Little bit of dust, little bit of smoke, faller in a Chevy down a gravel road. Headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights, about
ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down. Little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines. Cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. Nothing but time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do. But load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. We'll be right back.
country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
This truck needs a half tank. These wheels need a two-lane. This radio needs three songs to play to get me across town to you. That dress needs to slip off. That hair needs to come down. Friday nights need to do what Friday nights need to do. That's the truth. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty. Under that pale moon, sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Me and you. Oh. Long weeks need a weekend. Cheap drinks need a slinging. That dance floor needs some me on you. And you on me tonight. Sing-alongs need to be sung. Tip bells need to be rung. Last calls need a call. That cabin back seats need. I want you so bad. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty-gritty. Under that pale moon, sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Girl, me and you. Need shutting, lights need cutting, lips need locking, boots need knocking, and birds need bees, and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark means nitty gritty. Under that pale moon, a sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Me and you. Oh. Knocking boots.
105.5 FM. Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
Can't hold on to letting go. Change the way the river flows.
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Took a hard left, but we're all right. Yeah, life sure can try to put love through it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain.
West Express, 3-2. Express scored just 16 seconds of that first period, and then it was sandwiched in there with a goal, 35 seconds, a minute 48, and at 14:48 by Rapids. 14:48 was power play, but then Express, as I said, they sandwiched that in there with a power play goal of their own at 16:57. How we sit at a 3-2 score. Rapids out shooting the Express 13-4 in that first frame, where Freshwater made 10 saves and Deacon Shaw made 2. So we're underway, and it's going to be fun to see how both teams settle down, settle in after that opening period. Johnson Rapids going from my right to the left in this frame, and the Express going from my left to the right. Conversely, Express wearing their white sweaters, white socks, black breezers, as they have black and a lighter color blue trim. Rapids wearing their blue tops, greasers, and socks with green and white trim. Well, puck laid out to middle ice. Bane able to chip it back up.